Do you have a private practice? Would you like more money and less stress? I'm Chris Allen. In 2015, I founded my profit and growth consultancy to help degreed professionals like you achieve more freedom, focus, and fulfillment. Just as you're an expert in your field, my team and I are experts in ours, which is guaranteeing your practice adapts and thrives in an ever-changing world. Changing now, faster than ever. Visit SimpleSecrets.com to see if we might be a good fit together. Our services are market exclusive, so it would be wise to visit today. SimpleSecrets.com. More money, less stress, in a rapidly changing world. SimpleSecrets.com. Thanks for joining me on the SimpleSecrets.com podcast. My name is Chris Allen. Today's episode is an excerpt from the audiobook version of my book, Simple Secrets to Success in Business and in Life, The 40 Wisest Things I've Ever Heard Anyone Say, from Gandhi to David Lee Roth. You'll find the paperback and the audiobook version at Amazon.com. You will also find a free copy at my company's website, SimpleSecrets.com. Here we go. 12. A good plan, violently executed now, is better than a perfect plan next week. General George S. Patton. I know the word violently is off-putting to some, so feel free to substitute passionately, aggressively, or even haphazardly in your mind instead. A similar quote you might like is, imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. I still prefer General Patton's, though, because I never see myself as being in a state of inaction. I can easily convince myself that all my mental plotting and planning is actually taking action when it's really not. But I can never convince myself that all the gears turning in my head are anything close to actually executing a plan. So General Patton gets my butt in gear, so to speak, in keeping with his well-deserved reputation. In business, it's often better to be first and mediocre than second and superior. Remember videotapes? Beta was smaller with better picture quality, but VHS was there first and won the battle. Software developers have coined the term MVP, which stands for Minimum Viable Product. It goes like this. Here's the basic problem we're solving. Let's not worry about all the bells and whistles and additional features right now. Let's get a minimum viable product out there as quickly as possible so we gain market share quickly before someone else comes along and becomes the de facto standard. Besides, once it's in the hands of the users, features we thought were important might not interest them at all. Plus, they'll provide us with feedback for features that are important to them, and we may have never even considered those features. Good enough is good enough. Let's just get something out there and see if we're even on the right track. We can always polish it up and add some features in the 2.0 version. In life. Stop procrastinating and get on with it. One of my favorite book titles is Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson. His assertion is that most people think of making a decision, i.e. pulling the trigger on a decision, as if they were shooting a bullet out of a gun. Once it's gone, there's nothing you can do to alter its course. So you better take your time and make absolutely sure you're doing the right thing before you pull the trigger, because there's no turning back. In reality, he points out, most decisions are more like launching a guided missile. Once the missile is in the air, it has to make many adjustments along the way in order to zero in on its intended target or goal. The most important thing is that you go ahead and fire that missile. Only then will you be able to make the inevitable course corrections. There's no sense in leaving the missile sitting on the launch pad while you go over and over and over your initial settings. The fact is, you're guaranteed to make thousands of adjustments along the way. So what are you waiting for? Ready? Fire. Aim. Remember, a good plan, violently executed now, is better than a perfect plan next week. General George S. Patton. That is one of the simple secrets I hope you will find helpful in your business and in your life. My name is Chris Allen. Thank you for joining me today on the SimpleSecrets.com podcast. And until next time, keep it simple. Do you have a private practice? Would you like more money and less stress? I'm Chris Allen. In 2015, I founded my profit and growth consultancy to help degreed professionals like you achieve more freedom, focus, and fulfillment. Just as you're an expert in your field, my team and I are experts in ours, which is guaranteeing your practice adapts and thrives in an ever-changing world. Changing now, faster than ever. Visit SimpleSecrets.com to see if we might be a good fit together. Our services are market exclusive, so it would be wise to visit today. SimpleSecrets.com. More money, less stress, in a rapidly changing world. SimpleSecrets.com.